Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host to the new Grace Radio series, Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about things of community interest, things that we think you'd probably want to know about. Our guest today on Voices is David and Grace Ziegler, missionaries extraordinaire, members of the Kingdom of God, serving the Kingdom in many ways. And it's just really a pleasure to have Dave and Grace be with us for a few minutes this morning to tell about something that's happening in their life. So we just want to say welcome. Glad you're here.
We're glad to be here.
Thank you, Brother Bob.
Hey, I understand the Lord spoke to you about a missionary call in your life. I'm really interested to know more about that. What's happening?
Well, I'll tell you what. To condense 30 years of waiting into one 20-minute interview, you're asking for a miracle right there. But you know what? We're going to still do this.
Well, God can do it. God can do it. So let's depend on Him. What do you say?
Well, I'll tell you what. This all started when I was a young man. My sister and I would watch Wild Kingdom on TV as children.
Okay.
And we would be intrigued by the animals, specifically in the on the continent of Africa. And I think that a lot of children are intrigued by animals. But I'm wonderfully thankful that that priority grew from animals to people. And so throughout the years, I've been intrigued with the peoples of Africa. When I found out about other missionaries going and learning and coming back and sharing their stories, it always would intrigue me. So God started at a young age with my fascination, if you will, and then call to Africa. And now here we are, myself, while I speak for myself for just a little bit, and then Grace will say some things. But I knew that from a child that I would be going to Africa one day, and it would not be just to go and see the animals, even though that's up to, we're going to go on a safari while we're there, but that He was going to call me to do something specific for the people of Africa. And I do believe that it came actually from the prayers of my grandparents and great-grandparents as they went before the Lord and prayed for their succeeding generations. So to really start off this, I have to say that thank you, Lord, that I am an answer to their prayers. And I say that not with pride, but with an understanding of thankfulness that I can move into moving in to the lifestyle of what others prayed for me. And so I'm very grateful. Amen. So I have to give credit first to God for any good thing that I'm able to do, and then to the people that have gone before me, because they're the ones that prayed these things into existence.
So they kind of paved the way for you in prayer.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes as I am praying and thinking and pondering these adventures that we're about to go on, I feel that there's a smile coming from my grandfather in heaven, and he's saying, my prayers have amounted, and now we're seeing it take place.
That's wonderful. What a great way to get started. A great way to get started. Grace, how did this happen for you?
Well, I guess my history doesn't go back as far as being a child, as far as knowing that I was called to Africa. But as Dave was talking, I was thinking about my childhood and what influence that did have on my call. I do remember having an extra love in my heart for the African-American people. I grew up in New Orleans. My parents were just kind, good, moral people. And every summer, my dad would take us to visit a lady who lived in the country. And she lived in a little tiny shack. And she would wait for us because she knew annually we would come and visit her, and that when we would come, we would bring food and other items to her. I would wait every year to go and visit her. She was an African-American lady. And that put a love in my heart for the African-American race. And I bring that up because when you're called to a country, you're called to a people.
Yes.
And a people is a race. We identify them by calling them a race or a culture. And I've always had a warm spot in my heart for the African-American culture. It was when I was in my 20s, though, after becoming a Christian and receiving the Lord, that the Lord spoke to my heart one day through an event. And He told me that there was a little circumstance, and He told me that He was preparing me for Mozambique. And when He said that, I had never even heard of that country before. And I thought, Mozambique? And I thought, I don't even know where that is, Lord, but that sounds like it's in Africa. And I just put that on a shelf, and I waited. And then, of course, I have a missions heart that God has put into my heart. And so I knew that Africa was in the future, and I've waited on God to unfold that. Oftentimes, people would say, when I would share with them, they would say, well, why aren't you pursuing that? And I said, because I feel that God has told me I must wait on Him to open the door. Amen. I'm not to knock. I'm not to push anything open. For some reason, I'm to wait on Him. And I knew it was getting closer because of the other things in my life. That was 30-something years ago. And I knew it was getting closer as then the Lord called me to give up my job. And He told me that, step out of the boat and trust me. Get out of the boat. Your job's been the security, so now get out of the boat. That was the first step, and that was 2 years ago, and it has been an exciting adventure to follow the Lord in this. And I knew, again, Africa was getting closer. And then when Dave and I met, he had a missions calling on his life. I had a missions calling on my life. And one day we were just talking on the phone, and I asked him, where was his mission calling to? Which country? I knew that was going to be the identifying answer of where this was going. Dave's history is that his grandparents were missionaries to Jamaica. So I just knew that probably his response was going to be that he was called to Jamaica. And I had prepared my ears to hear that. Dave said, you might think that my calling would be to Jamaica, but it isn't. He said, my calling in my heart is in Africa. Oh, wow. And when he said that, I knew that destiny was beginning to unfold. Wow. And I began to weep and cry, and he didn't know why. And I pulled myself together, and I said, that's where my calling is. And the Lord told me it's in my future.
How amazing.
So that's how the Lord began this journey.
Amazing, amazing. You know, when you think about missionary, you just think about a pastor who gets picked up and gets plucked out of this society and this place, and all of a sudden just finds himself living in another country. But missionary is a little bit different than that, isn't it? It really is more of a mindset than it is a something happening outside the country.
Absolutely, it is. You know, a lot of people sometimes think, well, is God going to call me to do something that I don't want to do? Or am I going to have to do something that is out of the norm? Well, I'll have to say this to you. We're all given gifts and talent at birth. God knows what our gifts and talents are. And when we come to the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ as Savior, we are new babes. And it's almost like the scripture says, we are born again. And with that born-again experience comes a whole new understanding of what life is really supposed to be about. And it's really not about gimme, gimme, gimme. It's about truly what can I give. And out of that heart, He begins to show you His heart, and then you begin to see, wow, You've gifted me here, God. You've talented me this way, and I think I can do this for You. Are You talking to me? And that is when He begins to say, yes, I am talking to You. You have a meaning. You have a purpose. And you're going to find that purpose in Me. And you will be the most happiest individual if you follow the plan I have for you. So yes, it took you time to get to this place, but isn't it worth it? Because now you can live the rest of your life, if you choose to do so, glorifying Me and having a happy, joyful, fulfilled life as you go. And so I am so excited to report that today. And I realize that there are challenges. Oh, there are challenges. And there are waiting times. And you sometimes have to wait. And then you have to wait. And then guess what? You have to wait. But we know the scriptures, and the scriptures say that those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. And it goes on to talk about how eagles' wings are strengthened, and how these things take place as a result of the wait. So the way I kind of look at it is this. The longer the wait, the stronger the call, and the greater the ability to move out into this thing called the supernatural. And if there's anything that this world needs these days, or has ever needed, it is the supernatural. And that's what we're praying for God to use us most, is in the areas of the supernatural, because we can go over there and do a good deed. People will be happy. We'll be happy. But we want to move into a further thing called joy that you truly experience when God is using you in a supernatural way.
Amen. Amen.
There's no greater joy than when your Father says, I'm going to use you supernaturally. Come in and enjoy what I do all the time and experience this and live in it.
Following God's call on our life is not a choice between good things. When we belong to Him, it's not a matter of, well, I'm choosing this over this. It's a matter of what's next. For you, it's what's next.
What's next?
What's next? Grace, you told me a little bit about your call. You told me a little bit about how you got into it. What was the motivating factor that just kind of pushed this whole thing into a reality that's happening now? There's a difference between the call that you know God's going to do something, and then all of a sudden, there's a reality out there for the country you're called to. You guys are going to Uganda. What were some of the things that God did to open up Uganda?
Not to over-spiritualize it, but we did sense that now was the time. Number one, our own ages, number one. We're not getting any younger. Most people are quitting at this time, and we're just getting started, and that's exciting.
Yes,
that we're
is.
Just getting started. We knew that this past 30-something years, the Lord has been, we haven't been sitting idle, David nor I. We've been busy in God's kingdom for 30-something years, serving Him in any way that He opened the door, teaching, preaching, serving, you know, whatever we could do in God's kingdom, we've been busy about. But we also know that that's been preparation and equipping for this time. There's an appointed time for every assignment that God gives. And we know this is the appointed time for Africa. Things that are going on in our nation, things that are going on in our country, things that are going on in the world. It's time. The Lord opened up this opportunity because of the Dave's had a contact with the Missionary Church International, and through that contact, they asked us, what is it that we felt our mission organization wanted to do? Where did we feel called to? And when Dave said, specifically Uganda, because the Lord had laid Uganda on his heart in many ways, when they said that, they told us, well, we have a missionary in Uganda. We will give you his information. We got in touch with the young man and began to talk with him. There was an immediate connection. And then we found out that this man who is a missionary in Uganda lives there with his Ugandan wife now and is directing an orphanage there. We found out that he was born in Bogalusa, Louisiana.
Bringing it back home, yes.
It brought it back home, that's right. And you know that even for Dave and I in our relationship, it started because of a spiritual work in Bogalusa, Louisiana.
Yes. Well, that's amazing how God lines things up. It's just when we talk about our Christian experience as being a journey and not ever arriving, you know, you've been on a great journey, and this is the next step. Mm-hmm. And I can get excited and say, who knows where this is going to go next?
And we're really excited because practical ways that God works, we really shouldn't be blown away or taken by it. We should just relax and say, wow, look how you moved me, God, from this season into the next. And going back a little bit as to what Grace said, we were already doing a work and helping out in Bogalusa, Louisiana. And wouldn't you know that a person that was from that city was already in Uganda where we are headed. And it was like God was saying, I will confirm the way you are to go. Just go and follow and simply obey what I say to do. And as we did, not only was the work in Bogalusa completed, and we're, by the way, are still having some great ministry activity as a result of what took place in Bogalusa. Not only is that taking place, but as we have gone from step to step, God has allowed us to enjoy it and realize that it came from Him. And it's not rocket science. It's praying and saying, God, I've made a prayer. I've asked you to hear my prayer. And we've waited, and then He brought the answer. This life that we live, called the Christian walk, was made easy if we do what He says to do. And basically, praying, reading His Word, finding out more about Him and how He deals with us and how He dealt with the people in the Scriptures is how He's going to deal with us. And it makes life a whole lot more simple and a whole lot more fun.
Amen.
So being born again and living this Christian life is never dull. It's not boring. In fact, if you apply it, then it's an exciting life. If you would have said, Dave, 30 years ago, we know about your call, but you're going to have to wait a while. And while you wait, you're going to be built up to even be better equipped when you're a little bit older to do this. It would have been hard for me to know that it had been this long, but it has taken this long. And I say, thank God it's taken this long.
Amen.
Because I needed some time to get worked out, and I needed some time for him to form within me the needed understanding, but mainly the love. Because, see, if you go do these things without love, you're not going to be satisfied. It's got to be out of love that you serve people and love people. And once you do it out of love and not out of form or religion, you do it because you really love people, then you know what? They're going to receive that love.
Amen.
Chances are they're going to listen to you.
Amen.
And receive from you, and it not be just one of these things where you're trying to do a good deed. No, you're being led of the Father. You're excited that your Father cares for you enough that, wow, that he give you an assignment. And he's given us assignment. We're excited about it, and life is very good.
Well, I tell you what, you've convinced me. I mean, I'm ready to pack my bag and jump on the plane with you guys and said, hey, let's go out there and do something for the kingdom. This is exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about the ministry that you intend to do, how we can get on board with you? This is really an exciting ministry. I see your passion. I hear your passion. Folks at home can't do this, but I see the passion in your eyes for what you're doing. What is it going to be like? What are you planning on doing? And how can we jump in with you? We got to go.
Well, I tell you what, many people have heard this saying, but it really is true. There are goers, there are senders, there are people that pray. Our greatest area of need truly is for people to pray. Because once heaven hears from someone that's praying, endless opportunities are open. So first and foremost, we need prayer. And so if you're listening today, I'm asking you, when you think of Dave and Grace Ziegler, or the country of Uganda, or the continent of Africa, that you would pray. Not only for us, but for God to move in that area. Secondly, we are setting our attentions upon an orphanage. And the name of the orphanage is called Love and Care for All. What they've asked us to do was to simply bring some slightly used tennis shoes and some backpacks. So we are in the midst of collecting these. We have set out amongst the pastors of Slidell to ask them to help and to set up a basket in the welcome center of their given church. So that is a way in which help is being brought to us.
So you need some lightly, gently used shoes?
Tennis
shoes specifically. Mm-hmm. And then you need backpacks like children will use to carry their books in to go back and forth from home to school. That's the two areas they've asked you to help in.
Yes, it is. And of course, we're always open for donations as well, for plane travel, what have you. The expenses begin to mount as you begin to get ready to go. So that's always a need as well.
This is great. We want to be a part of it. I think maybe the best way would be, do you have a website? Is there a place that we can go and see pictures of you, of where you're going, and maybe a place where we can donate? Does that happen on a website?
Yes, sir, we do. The name of our ministry is called Int Out. That's Intout. And you can find us on the web at www.intout.org. On that website, you'll be able to read a little bit about us, what we actually are about, and how you can get involved. You know, it's amazing how you have to have a website these days.
Absolutely.
Back in the days of the older missionaries, there was no website. There was no Internet, World Wide Web. But today it's an amazing thing. We see how it's all coming to a culmination because God is allowing the gospel to be out there in ways and means that are just amazingly practical. So we thank you if you're able to go to that website and see what we're all about there.
Well, people can send you emails. They can contact you through the website. They can make donations, cash donations through the website. And there'll be more information on there about how to get the backpacks and shoes to you. so that you can bless the kids when you go over there. And of course, I'm assuming that you'd end up bringing extra boxes and stuff like that. So you do need funds in addition to the shoes and the backpacks for extra luggage, for extra freight to get the things over there. Is that right?
Yes. We've been asked to bring the, like you said, the used tennis shoes and gently used and the used backpacks. There are over 100 children in the orphanage. About 70 plus are in school. And so that's the need for the tennis shoes and backpacks, although even the little ones that aren't school age yet need shoes as well. We've also, this was added later on as we had put the word out for those two items. Toothbrushes and toothpaste, we're also bringing that now.
Okay.
And one thing that we did forget to tell everyone is that we are bringing all of the supplies and tools that we need to teach the older children how to make the horseshoe nail crosses with the copper wire. We plan to, of course, make a cross and bring one for every child, regardless of their age, as well as the helpers that live there, which will be over 100 and something crosses that we're making and bringing. In addition to supplies and tools to leave with them so that they can make another 100 crosses and then resell those to earn money for their orphanage.
If I remember right, your website does allow individuals to purchase these crosses that you're making. Is that not true?
That is true. On our website, on page 2, there is a picture of the cross and an order form and a button to pay through PayPal. You can order a cross through there for $12. That would include shipping as well. Any cross ordered off of our website, all of the profit will go to Uganda.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So we can go with you.
You can go with us.
We can go with you in prayer. We can go with you in finances. We can go with you in donating items that can be used over there and be a part of what God's doing in your life.
That's right.
Right.
It's a partnership. None of us can do a work like this on our own.
That's right.
If there is anything that we're learning through this whole process, it's that you cannot do it alone. God may throw the ball in your lap, but you cannot run with it without your team behind you. And you need partners. You need the prayer partnership. You need financial partnership. When it's items that you need, it takes a whole village working together, as they say.
Amen.
But it takes the body of Christ. The real bottom line is it takes the body of Christ pulling together. And one other thing that comes to me is that there may be people out there listening, and maybe they have a call, you know, on their life, and they've been wondering, but maybe they feel they don't have gifts or talents, and how could God use them? Another thing we have learned in our life is that we don't have what it takes to do this either. Not apart from Jesus Christ, not apart from the power of the Holy Spirit operating within us. Dave and Grace, the only thing we have to offer is ourselves and the gifts and talents that God has given to us, which are not adequate alone.
Exactly.
But the scripture says he makes us adequate. It's his power and his spirit that make us adequate. And so don't ever be discouraged if you feel that you don't have anything to offer to the Lord. If you will offer what you do have, your part, he will bless that and multiply that, and it becomes a mighty thing in the kingdom. So it may look little to you, but in God's eyes, if you'll offer it to him, he makes it sufficient. In
Amen.
Fact, he makes it more than sufficient.
Amen. How exciting. Mm-hmm. How exciting to talk to you and to see the fire in your eyes and the enthusiasm for what you're doing. It's really an encouragement to me to talk to you today, and really appreciate you being here. Is there anything else that you would like to add for our listeners here in Slidell?
We'd just like to say that it is a privilege and an honor to be here with you today, Bob, and to let you know that if you're out there and you're wondering how do all these things take place, it simply comes by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him as your Savior, realizing that all this works on me surrendering first my heart to God and then allowing his process to work on us in order that we come into the man or woman that he's created to be, and then to find that niche that we were created for. And
Amen.
That is exciting.
Amen. 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 Well, I'm excited to have spoken with you today. You guys are great. Looking forward to great reports. Hopefully, when you get back, we can do this again and tell us here in Slidell what the Lord has done in this partnership of ours.
We're looking forward to that and very excited about what to report when we return.
Well, good. Well, we'll look to have you back on the air sometime this summer and see all that the Lord has done.
Well, thank you. Thanks again for this opportunity.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. Leave us a comment, send us a text. And if you have thoughts on today's programming or if you want to be in touch with Dave and Grace, give us a call. Let us know who you are and where you are, and we'll get everybody together. We appreciate comments and feedback from our listening audience. We'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, where you can also leave a comment, or go to our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry. It's how we stay on the air, through the gifts of folks just like you who are listening today. Again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voices Daily on Slidell at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.